ESLpod.com and the Center for Educational Development present to you Introduction to the United States, a 100-episode course that will teach you about life in the United States, including its government and history. This course is based upon the 100 questions used by the U.S. government in its citizenship examination, and includes basic information about the U.S. and its people. Each episode of the course begins with a basic question about the U.S., followed by a short answer, and then a detailed explanation of that answer. Each episode is first presented at a slow speed, and then at a normal rate of speech. All of the episodes include a special learning guide that contains the complete transcript of the episode, as well as vocabulary definitions and sample sentences using the new terms. We hope you enjoy this special course. What follows is a short sample of our course, with one question read at a slow speed and a different question read at a normal speed. If you wish to purchase this course, go to ESLpod.com and click on our store link. This course is sold in 4 parts, with each part containing 25 episodes. You can save money and buy the entire course with all 100 questions for a discounted price. Go to ESLpod.com for more information. Number 13. Name one branch or part of the government. Answer: Congress or legislative, president or executive, the courts or judicial. Explanation: The United States government is divided into 3 branches or parts, and all 3 share equal or the same amounts of power. The easiest way to understand the divisions or parts of American government is to think of the government as a tree with 3 branches of the same size growing from the trunk or the base, which is the biggest part of the tree. The government was set up this way in the Constitution by the Founding Fathers so that no one branch of government would be able to have absolute power or total control over another. The first of the 3 branches of government is Congress, which is also known as the legislative branch. Legislative is another word for lawmaking. So Congress is the branch that makes and passes or approves laws. Congress also has the power to control how the government spends its money, known as appropriations. The legislative branch is located in the U.S. Capitol building, a famous building with a dome roof or round top in Washington, D.C. The second branch is the executive branch, which is the president of the United States. Executive means leader. So it is the president's job to lead the country and its military, or the people and organizations who fight for a country, usually to protect it. The vice president, the president's top advisor or most trusted guide, is also an important part of the executive branch. The president lives and works in the White House, which is also located in Washington, D.C. The executive branch also includes all of the departments, agencies, and government organizations that help carry out or put into practice the laws of the United States. The third branch of government is the judicial or legal branch, also known as the courts. The Supreme Court in Washington, D.C. is the highest or most powerful court in the judicial branch. But there are also many smaller federal or national courts. All of these courts interpret or decide how to understand and explain the laws passed by Congress. Each division of the government holds separate and different powers, but the three branches are all part of the same tree and are all necessary for making sure that the United States system of government continues to work.
Number 2. What does the Constitution do? Answer. It sets up the government. It defines the government. It protects the basic rights of Americans. Explanation. The United States would be a very different country if it did not have the U.S. Constitution, because it does three very important things. First, it sets up or organizes the government just like you would organize any organization or business. The U.S. Constitution divides the government into three branches or parts: the legislative branch, the executive branch, and the judicial branch. The legislative branch creates or makes the new laws. The executive branch enforces or makes sure people follow the laws. The judicial branch is the court system, which interprets or decides what something means in the laws and determines or decides who is guilty of breaking or going against the laws. All three branches are important. The Constitution makes the branches share power equally, which means that no one branch is stronger than the others. One branch cannot take all the power for itself. We call this sharing checks and balances. To check here means to control, and to balance means to make things equal. These checks and balances help control the three branches and keep them equal to each other. If one branch tries to take too much power, one of the other branches can put a stop to it. The second important thing that the Constitution does is to guarantee or promise and protect the rights of all Americans. The representatives at the Constitutional Convention didn't want the government interfering too much in the lives of the people. So they wrote a list of rights, a list of things that everyone could do and make them part of the Constitution. These are rights that the federal government guarantees. The federal government is the national government, which makes laws for all of the states. There are also state governments that make laws for each individual state. The third thing the Constitution does is to define or explain what powers the states have and what powers the federal government has. The states have to make laws that agree with the U.S. Constitution, since the Constitution is the supreme or highest law in the country.
This course has been a production of the Center for Educational Development in beautiful Los Angeles, California. Visit our website at eslpod.com. This course was produced by Dr. Jeff McQuillan and Dr. Lucy Say. Copyright 2008.